A high court in Pretoria took an unusual step today. It ruled that Chinese South Africans are to be included in the country's legal definition of black people. The decision means that South Africans of Chinese origin can benefit from the government's economic empowerment programs. Those programs are designed to help disadvantaged groups start businesses and get jobs. The BBC's Mpo Lakaje is in Johannesburg. He says Chinese South Africans are welcoming the ruling.
Basically what happened is that they were seen as not being white enough to be white. And today, prior to this ruling, they were not seen to be black enough to be black, to basically, you know, benefit from some of the policies that are being enjoyed by black people.
So in other words, during the apartheid era, the Chinese South Africans presumably wanted to be designated as white. And now that there's no apartheid, they want all the full benefits. So they want to be designated black. And that's what this ruling is.
Well, not necessarily. I wouldn't say they wanted to be white under apartheid. I mean, some of those that I spoke to, they said, well, we also fought the apartheid system. Basically, what happened is that the white minority government, classified them under non-white South Africans. So in other words, they were also discriminated against, along with all other non-white racial groups. So what happened is that the same policies continued and Chinese never benefited from policies of the current government. So basically what happened is that the Chinese were fighting for the laws to be updated so that they can also be included in the new South Africa.
Right, they'll qualify for these economic benefits. The South African government, though, is pretty cash-strapped these days, like much of the region. Does it have significant benefits to dole out?
Well, it will be interesting to hear what the government says about this, because some of the departments, the government departments, that were mentioned, in the court papers today, were not there to basically say, well, it's okay or it's not okay for these people to benefit from these policies. And the Chinese South Africans that I spoke to today said, indeed, they played a role in dismantling the apartheid system. Therefore, they deserve to benefit from the economic opportunities. At the same time, it will be interesting to hear what many South Africans say about this, especially given the unfortunate xenophobic attacks initiated by some South Africans last month against foreign nationals, leaving over 60 people dead.
Interesting and sometimes complex view of race and identity. The BBC's Mpo Lakaje in Johannesburg, thanks very much for making time for us.
Thank you.